Welcome to the C3 Toronto podcast. We're so glad you're here. We're believing God is going to speak to you through this message today, right where you're at. Thanks for tuning in. Woo!
How's everyone feeling? You can sit down. Say hi to someone as you sit. How good was worship? That song, that first song, I feel like everything's kind of like, sorry, not the first one, the new song. I feel like everything's kind of aligning for what God has for us this morning. My name's Enrique, like Pastor Greg mentioned. For those of you who don't know me, we just moved here to Hamilton 2 months ago. We'd never been here before, and we're excited. It's been a journey, and you know, church, I really do believe that I have the honor and privilege to share a word with you guys this morning that I believe God's been speaking to me for the past years. Whoa, it got really quiet. The AC, right? Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope it kicks back in. For the past, you know, few years, and honestly, especially these past few weeks, and I believe that God has something for us this morning. That he's going to speak to each and every one of you this morning. And I don't know, you may be in a situation where you're struggling to run into the things that God has called you to do. Maybe you feel like you've missed the opportunity, that window, that chance to really step into what God has called you to do. And I believe this message is really going to encourage us and inspire us to continue to run to God. And would you just join me in as I pray for wisdom, and Father, I thank you that your presence is here. I thank you that your spirit is here. Father, I pray that we don't leave the way we came in through those doors, Father God, that we are leaving here changed, challenged, Father God, encouraged and inspired to run after you, Father Jesus. Amen. 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 Guys, I've titled this, I don't think I gave anyone the notes, but maybe you can't keep running. It's there. PG, you hooked me up. Thank you. You can't keep running. And I'm sure everyone here has heard the story of Jonah. Shout out to VeggieTales. Like, I've been on that these past few years. And you see, Jonah he's known as in the Bible as this like reluctant prophet. You know, he keeps on running away from what God has told him to do. And his main job is to hear from God and speak the word of God. And I feel like right now, something I really want to acknowledge is that God's word is alive right now. And he's speaking to each and every one of us today. And I believe that if we just make ourselves available, if we lean into him this morning, he will begin to speak to us and we will begin to hear his voice. And I feel like a really good question for us to ask ourselves right now as we start this, as we kick this off, is what are you running away from today? What is it that you're running away from today that you should be running to? I'll say that again. You know, what is it that you are running away from today that you should be running to? I don't know about you, but for me, I've been running away from God for a really, really, really long time. And I can think of this one story that I was 21, and my wife and I, we had just gotten engaged, and it was a few months till the wedding, and we were at this leadership retreat when I was 21, out in Niagara, so not too far from here. And the preacher was talking about this analogy of like everyone has a cloud, so the idea that everybody has a calling, that everybody has a purpose, a destiny, that everybody's chosen. And at this time, God had already been speaking to me. You know, I was just delaying and running away. At this time, he had been speaking to me since the age of 14. And as I'm sitting there front row, he's talking about this analogy, this idea that we all have a calling. And I'm fighting in my spirit, guys. I'm like, I need to leave this place because something's about to happen. Like, I'm about to hear something that I don't want to hear. And he takes a moment and he says, hey, you know, why don't we just close our eyes and ask God either for clarity or for a reminder or just to really tell us what that cloud is, what that calling is. And all I could think about was that moment when I was 14 when God said, you're a pillar of the church. And even though I was fighting in my spirit, I really wanted to leave that room. I didn't want to be in there. And I was silly enough to say, God, what is it that you have for me? You know, if that's what you said to me when I was 14, can you give me a bit more clarity? I'm kind of scared, but I don't know what that really means. And as I said that, I closed my eyes, I opened my eyes, and everything I was wearing, it was me holding the microphone, walking up and down. And I started freaking out, I was tripping, I was like, what's happening right now? Let me close my eyes, open them again, is anyone else seeing this? And I got so scared, and I said, I need to leave this place. So I legit went to the bathroom, and I spent like 15 minutes scrolling through Instagram, Facebook. I need to get this out of my head. Surely I was just in the moment. I was just in the space. I don't want this. I'm scared. This is not what I want for my life. And you see, I believe that we all have a Jonah inside of us, that we've all been in situations where we ran away from God. And I come back into the room thinking, surely it's like going to be lunch now. Like, these guys are done praying. No, I was so wrong. These guys were going like hard at it, like praying session, like speaking over one another. People were speaking in tongues. And I was like, I opened the door and I see this thing happening. I said, oh, shoot, like, I want to leave again, but I can't. So I'm sitting in the back. I'm standing in the back and I'm saying, fighting in my spirit, guys. And I say, God, you don't care that I'm standing back here. You will come to me and you will give me more clarity. I don't really know what that means. And as I said that, Pastor Sam was holding the mic at that time, and he puts it in one of the chairs, and he starts speed walking towards me. And I go, ah! Like, legit, like, I'm so scared in my spirit. I'm like, I need to leave this room one more time. And so I stay there, and I think, my first thought is to say, God, please make it be about our wedding. Tell me that we are going to have the most, we're going to have a fairy tale life. Like, we're never going to fight. We're never going to argue. And he comes to me, and he says, you're running away from what God is saying to you. And he says the same thing that the guy said when I was 14, you're called to be a pillar of the church. And I was like, what? This is insane. Like, I said, God, I need a year to process this. You see, I'm delaying things again. But I believe there's a Jonah inside of each and every one of us. And as we dive into the scripture, it says, Jonah 1:1 says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. You see, I feel like sometimes Jonah gets this really bad rep and in the church, and it's so easy for us to talk about someone who lived 1,000 years ago, and it's like, that guy was an idiot. Like, what was he thinking? God was speaking to him so clearly. But you see, guys, I feel like Jonah had a legitimate reason to be running away. He had a legitimate reason. I believe so. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, and at that time, you know, it was like this, known to be this crazy barbaric city. You know, these guys would come into a city, kill everyone, torture, kill everyone. They would cut the head of men and literally pile them into pyramids just to show that Assyria had gone by. You see, and I feel like some of us still are struggling inviting our local barista to church. It's like, God, how could you ask me such thing? Like, he makes me the perfect coffee. Like, what is he going to say to me if I invite him to church? He's not going to kill you. He's not going to cut your head and put it downtown Hamilton and so that everyone knows that your barista had gone by. It's not going to happen like that, guys. But you see, God was asking Jonah to onboard his mission. And he just didn't like that mission. He didn't like the mission. And here's my first point. You know, God is going to speak to us. God is going to speak to you. There's something there. God is going to speak to you, and he's going to tell you to do things that you don't want to do. He's going to tell you things that you don't want to do. And the reason for this is because it requires you and me to lose every control that we have over our lives, to lean into him, to trust him. And how many of you know that God's grace is just willing, is just waiting to be extended over our lives? Like, I want to be that person that people look to and say, you know, that guy Enrique, he doesn't have any talents. He doesn't have any gifts, but there's something on his life that's different. I'm going to be able to turn around and say, you know what? You're right. That's God's grace over my life. And it's sufficient for me in every moment of my weakness. And so I feel like You may be sitting there with a legitimate reason to not follow what God has called you to do. But you're just delaying obedience. And how many of you know that delayed obedience is just disobedience? It's just disobedience. Like, look at any parent, mom and dad talking to their two-year-old. Like, it's like, Gala, look what I have for you here. And she's like fully understanding what I'm saying. And she's looking at me and walking away the opposite direction because she wants something different. She wants something different. You see, God is just asking us to onboard his mission. Some of you may be sitting there right now and just like waiting for that one thing that you want God to say to you. It's like one thing. You've been coming to church every Sunday since we opened C3 Hamilton, and you've just been sitting there wanting for that one thing. But what if I say, you know, it's not going to come? What if I say, guys, maybe he already spoke to you? What if I say that? Can I suggest that maybe God already spoke to you, and maybe you just haven't been super willing to like step into what God has called you to do? Guys, come on, like you read all these stories in the Bible and all these heroes of faith that we have looked up to, like, you know, you think of David. Like, listen to what I'm about to say. Do you think David really wanted to fight Goliath? Do you think he really wanted to? Like, this guy was like, what, 13 years old? He probably had 3 armpit hairs and a slingshot. Like, he probably didn't want to. But guys, he was willing. What about Abraham? Like, do you think he spent over 100 years waiting for his son? Do you think he wanted to sacrifice his son? Like, wanted. Listen to the word I'm using, wanted. He was willing, church. You know, Daniel going into the lion's den, like, ooh, let me see what these kids are going to do to me. Like, he was willing, church. What about Jesus? You know, I think of his story, and I don't think he wanted to be sacrificed. He was willing. You see, my flesh is weak, but my spirit is willing. There's two things, church, that really please God, and that's faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. And I really believe that this morning, God is wanting to use you and I to build the Church of Hamilton, to build into the city of Hamilton. And we just have to stop, realize, and pause, and realize that the Word of God is coming to us. And we just got to act and stop delaying the obedience. We just got to delay the obedience. We don't have to delay the obedience. See, Jonah 1:3, it says that, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Here's my second observation, guys. There will always be a boat headed in the wrong direction. There's always going to be a boat going the opposite direction to what God is calling you to do. You see, God called Jonah to Nineveh. It was about like 500 miles from where he was. It would have taken him about a few days to get there. But you see, Jonah instead, he decided to go the opposite way, 40,000 kilometers, the opposite way. Have you guys ever considered that? Maybe it just takes a lot more effort to disobey God than it is to obey God. Like, some of us are exhausted right now from, like, you know, we get creative as Christians trying to, like, you know, let me just go hear God this one time. It's insane the effort that we go to. But God is wanting to speak to us right now. He wants us to get on his boat. And how many of you know that there could be millions of options out there? You know, God speaks to us. There could be millions of options, flashy things. But there's only one thing. There's only one right boat. There's only one right direction. And that's Jesus Christ. Right, church? Do we agree with that? Come on, let's give him some praise. We need to get on the right boat. And you might be asking yourself, like, why, you know, why does things like this happen? Like, why did so many opportunities open up after I hear God's voice? We see them as opportunities, but they're really not. And I believe it's because, you know, if the enemy knows that we onboard God's mission, it's game over for him. His grace is going to be all over us. And so if he can just distract us, make us, like, you know, turn us and make us walk the other way, he can just tire us out, exhaust us to the point that we will quit. You see, and as we continue to dive into the story on chapter verse 4, we're going to read the whole thing. So just lean in right now And let's really dive into the story as if we're living it. It says, "Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they threw a cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, 'How can you sleep right now? How can you be asleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish.' Then the sailors said to each other, 'Come, let us cast lots so that we can find who is responsible for this calamity.' They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, 'Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do?'" I love all these questions. "Where do you come from? What is your country?" What is your country? "From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." This terrified him and asked, "What have you done?" You know, they knew that he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" Jonah says, "Pick me up. Throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that this is my fault, that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back into land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Please, God, please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, Lord, have done as you please." Then they took Jonah, they threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Now the Lord provided a huge fish. Here comes VeggieTale memories. Swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. I love this. You know, here's my third observation. God may use a storm to wake you up. He's gonna use a storm to wake you up. And I really believe that this story is just a complete parallel to how many of us have lived our life today. You know, Jonah was hearing so clearly from God, yet he was so afraid and scared and didn't want to onboard his mission. I don't know what it is, but God may be asking of something very specific that you know, and you're just delaying. I don't know, that could mean, you know, restoring a relationship, forgiving someone. It could be to start being a tither, you know, to really trust God in that area of your life. It could be to start serving the church. You know, God's given you talents and gifts that he wants you to use them for his kingdom. I don't know what it is, but there's something that you are delaying. And you see, Jonah thought that the further he can get away from God, the easier life would get. I've been in that situation. If you could just get further away, life would just be easier. But how many of you know that you can keep on running, you can run in different directions, but you cannot hide from God? That he's going to come to you sooner or later and remind you of who you were created to be. You see, the Bible says that Jonah went down into the deck and fell deep into sleep. Some of you right now are like so deep into sleep to what God has promised over your life. Some of you are sleeping on what God has called you to do. And sometimes he just needs to like wake us up and needs to rock our boat a little bit. Just a little bit. You see, it says that there was a great storm and these men came down to wake up Jonah with some serious questions. Like, where are you from? Who are you? You know, this tells me that it wasn't some sort of normal storm that they've seen before. This was some crazy supernatural storm that was upon them. But you see, guys, like the storms that sometimes we may face don't just like wake us up physically. I believe it has a power to wake us up spiritually. I believe Jonah got woken up spiritually. Like, look at what he says the moment he wakes up. He says, "I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord." It's like he's being reminded of who he was created to be. It's like in that moment as he wakes up, he's being reminded of who God created him to be. He's reclaiming his identity as he says this. I am a Hebrew. I am a child of God. I'm submitted to God's promises. And sometimes we just need to be waking up, not just physically, but spiritually, so that we are reminded of who he is, of who we are created to be. He's just trying to wake us up, church. And just, you know, as a conclusion, maybe the band can come up at this time. I've always wanted to do that. Feels like I have power right now. You know, church, I'm not standing here this morning to suggest that all of your storms have been caused because of your disobedience. But I am suggesting that maybe some of those storms have been because of that. You see, if we look at verse 12, and maybe this is a really tough question to ask yourself right now. It was tough for me to ask as I was preparing for this. It's like, could it be that some of these storms that you're facing right now just be your fault? Could they just be your fault right now? You know, it's so easy to blame the devil and say, man, that guy got me good. But what if it's like, nah, dude, you got on the wrong boat. He spoke to you clearly, but you just decided to delay. What if it's that, guys? You see, Jonah says, pick me up. Throw me into the sea, and it will become calm. He says, I know that this is my fault. Jonah says, I know that this is my fault. I just think this is a beautiful picture of salvation because, you know, salvation is not just about saying, yes, Jesus. It's about willing to die. It's about surrendering your life to Jesus, to God. It's about denying yourself. It's about saying, God, maybe this is my fault. You see, Jonah said, throw me overboard. He's basically saying, I'm willing to die in order that I may be saved again. It's a beautiful picture of salvation and his willingness to surrender. His willingness to surrender his life to God. You see, church, I believe that as I was preparing this message these past few weeks and years, really, because I'm a product of this, and I really believe God is wanting to do something special today. I believe he's wanting to do something special and powerful this morning. And I believe that my biggest prayer this morning and leading up to this was, God, I don't want this to just be like another thing that we talk about in church. I feel like it's time. I feel it really deep in my spirit that, at least for me, it's like it's time to deny the things that I want to do. It's enough that, you know, I've been running away for too long. It's time for me to stop creating my own future. And I just wanted people, and my biggest prayer was that I want the people that are coming to this morning to church to really feel like your presence is here, but that people feel like they don't have to worry. That you guys can continue to run to the things that God has called you to do. And I feel like today is the last day. Do we believe it, church? That today is the last day that we stop running away from God. That we are willing to die to ourselves. That we are willing to deny ourselves. That we are willing to put our own desires away. That we are willing to put our own dreams away so that God can make his way in us. So that God's calling can be fulfilled through our lives. And so I believe that today is the last day. Today is the last day that we surrender. And today is the day that we surrender, church. You know, I strongly believe that we don't have to continue to run. That his grace, you know, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of that. And I believe that his grace is just over our lives. It's just waiting to be extended over to you so that you can continue to run. Would you stand with me, church, this morning as we pray, as we ask God to speak into those areas, speak into that thing, or maybe it is to just give you a bit more clarity in what that calling is. Maybe it's just like, you know, that power and that strength and that confidence that comes with knowing Jesus to just continue to run to Him. Maybe it's just that for you this morning. Now, Father, I thank You, Jesus, that Your presence is here. I thank You, Father, that Your Spirit is with us, Father Jesus. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that Your Word is alive. I thank You that You are speaking into us, Father Jesus. I thank You that we have a purpose, that there is a specific calling in each and every one of our lives, Father Jesus. And yes, Father, we accept that it's scary. It's the unknown. It's not what we're used to, Father Jesus. But Father, we believe in You, Father Jesus. We believe that what You have in store for us is way better than what we could ever imagine for ourselves. And so, Father, as we lean into You this morning, as we prepare our hearts, Father God, this morning, would You give us a sense of peace the moment we hear Your calling, the moment we hear Your voice, Father Jesus. Thank You, Father God. Amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you want to support this ministry, we invite you to give online. We'd love to see you on Sunday. Check out our website at c3toronto.com for online service times and how to get connected. And follow us on social media for real-time updates.